At the beginning of each year, we tend to stop and take stock of our lives. We're all in a different place, and some of us are in very humble beginnings.
That's right, and we're talking about that today. And as usual, we're here to take your calls. We're live, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
And welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have. We want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So far in this new year, we've been talking about beginnings, haven't
That's
we?
Right. That's
we started off talking about new beginnings. That was the first one. And today we're going to cover humble beginnings. Yeah. If there's one person who understands a humble start, wouldn't you say that would be Jesus?
It is. And speaking of new beginnings, Happy New Year
happy
to
new
you.
Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you all, family.
Yes.
It's just good to be back in the seat with you, Season.
It sure is. We're praising God. It's always an honor and a joy to work with you because I just have to say this. He doesn't know that I'm going to say it. But guys, I just don't know a more genuine, sincere man as far as a cohort in Christ's work. And he has a sincere love for Jesus Christ. So it's an honor to work with you. I'm glad that we're beginning this new year. Last week it was new beginnings and now it's humble beginnings.
That's right. And, we're talking about humble beginnings, and we'll start with Job, and we'll continue with this journey in just a moment. But before now, let's start our program with a word of prayer. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for new beginnings. And we are also, and I believe we will be able to testify, are thankful for humble beginnings because there's something that you do at the start of things when we are small. When our dreams are big, but we're at the start of them. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for this community, and we ask, God, that you would do something special like never before with this program of Let's Pray, because we need a fresh dose of your spirit of inspiration. Bless each community member that tunes in, and I pray that you would grow this ministry for your glory, because who doesn't need someone to pray with? And so thank you for what you will do here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Who doesn't need someone to pray with?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Boy, God is so good, you guys. Getting back to the word, we mentioned Job. It says in the 8th chapter and the 7th verse, your beginnings will seem humble. So prosperous will your future be. And you can see it right there.
Yeah.
You know, the New Living Translation, Mario, says, and though you started with little, you end with much.
Man.
Amen.
You know, Season, it drew imagery when God was speaking to Abraham and telling him about his future. And he tells him to look up in the sky. And then he says, do you see all of the stars? So will be your generations afterwards. It'll be larger than the stars in the sky. And it's almost parallel with that text there. He's saying, look at your humble beginnings. And as real as this is, so will be the prosperity that comes afterwards.
Right.
And that is just, it's an amazing, I love that, a promise almost, so to speak.
I love it too. And, you know, and it's always through the lens of kingdom definitions, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to necessarily begin to preach anything of the prosperity lessons as far as, you know, if you just believe it, you'll be a millionaire.
Right.
You know, any of that type of thing. But the Lord is a God who grows us.
Yeah.
And in his life as well, we saw a very humble beginning and what would appear to be a disgraceful end, but he rose in glory.
In power, yeah.
In power.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think that just being a part of his journey, we can't help but see how that is going to continue to play out in our lives as he loves us. And the word says, even though Job's friends are in are not exactly famous for being the most supportive and saying the right things all of the time.
Right.
It doesn't make this one statement any less true.
That's right.
Because God is so faithful to continue to grow us and restore us. Amen.
Yeah, amen. And I'm so glad you brought up Jesus because talk about humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And you said that. And I'm just excited about seeing this pattern of Jesus and lifting him up in this program, but also talking about our topic in relation. So,
yeah. Amen.
Once again, we're not jumping into some prosperity lesson, but the fact that our God grows us mm-hmm. and restores us. Mm-hmm. For some, that might be finances to use for the kingdom. For others, it may be a job, but it may be, as Bildad say, the friend of Job, mm-hmm. God can restore our happy home.
That's right.
Amen.
He does it in whichever way he sees fit according to his purpose and plan in our life.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
You guys, we each have our own journey, and ending with much can mean so many different things. There's one thing for sure. In Christ, we end up with the best ending, which is restored to him and in him in Jesus' name.
That's right. And maybe you're in the midst of a humble beginning and it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We want to lift you up to the Father who hears and sees everything. And you might be perfectly content right now where you're at, yet you want to be ready if the Lord does desire to move you into a different place. We're here for that too. Friends, we are each in a different place and do not want to presume to know what you need, but Jesus knows.
He sure does. You know, yeah. If you've looked around and maybe you feel like you may not really want to be where you are presently. Number one, you're not alone. And remember that our God is always on time. Give us a call. Maybe this is the time. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. Guys, it takes just a second to get set up. So go ahead and start. I mean, maybe you've never called and you've watched each week. Give us a call now, guys. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We are always ready to hear from you. Our lines are open. And if you guys are outside the U.S., because praise God, we are a global community. 859-777-PRAY.
Amen. A few weeks back, we did a follow-up with our friend Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for a job in his original call. Let's take a look.
I believe we have a friend from New York who happens to share the same name as I do. Chris, welcome from New York.
Hi. I would like you to pray for, I lost my job about 7 weeks ago.
And, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. If you could please pray that I get another good job, I would like a good job that I make decent money with and that I can do. And, close to my house would be great. But there's a hospital that's a little ways off. My friend's trying to get me into. I would just like a good job soon, sir. If the Lord would guide somebody to call me tonight or tomorrow, I'd appreciate it.
Chris,
thank you.
You're welcome. We will certainly pray for you. We'll be praying for a job, praying for your finances, and we will lift you up that God would answer that prayer immediately, not delay, but really intervene in this, Chris. We're so sorry to hear that you've lost your job, but you know, sometimes it is out of the greatest disappointments in life that God has a divine appointment for us. So
that's the truth.
So, Chris, we'll be praying for you.
Amen. So that was the original call that we received from our friend Chris. We touched back with him and spoke with him, and we had done a follow-up call already. He continued to need God's providence for a job. So because, guys, that's what we do, the Let's Pray community continued to pray on his behalf. Mm-hmm. And then once again, our dear Vanessa touched back with him, and here is his most recent news.
What is the update right now?
I got a job at a hospital cleaning, but it's got great benefits and the money's okay. I work with some nice people. I appreciate the job, and they spend money on a whole lot of tests to hire me, so I should be okay and look for even better.
Praise God, Chris. And I know you've been looking for a job maybe for over 10 weeks before we spoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find this job? Did you pray a lot, I'm pretty sure?
I sure did pray a lot, and honestly, sometimes good comes back to you. People that you're good to come back to you. Well, I felt when I was younger, I overcharged one of my friends for a car. This is no lie. So I gave him $300 back about 5 or 6 years ago. So I feel that's about what I felt I overcharged him for. he remembered when we were a kid. You know, we've been friends since we were kids. We don't always hang out anymore, but we talk on the phone sometimes. And I asked him, hey, Jerry, you know, can you do anything for me? Because I didn't get out of Ford truck driving because I'm just getting laid off. They lose contracts. And, you know, every few years I get laid off and got to go find another Ford truck job. So, yeah, so Jerry remembered me, and he tried his hardest to get me in this hospital. Let me tell you, because it was hard. He worked hard.
I know there are so many people probably facing the same or similar situation that you're going through. What would you tell them to encourage them?
Keep on praying and trust the Lord. If you tried to be good to people in the past, that the Lord will remember it and he'll be good to you. And yeah, and pray and call up prayer shows. Get people around you that care and will pray for you. Bring it up in church.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Shows that care for you. That's a blessing to know that our hearts are really translating and that our community knows that we truly, we do care, even more than us, that God cares. Amen?
That's right. Amen. It's so good to hear, you know, how God delivers.
Yes.
So it's beautiful.
Got a job.
He got a job. So, Chris, we're so happy for you. And we're just going to have a word of prayer for you now, and then we'll take some calls, Season.
You bet.
Let's pray. Father God, we're so thankful that we've been able to be on this part of the journey for Chris, and from the request to the praise report. And thank you so much. And I pray, Lord, that you would, I know that you don't do anything for meaningless purposes. May he be a light in his place of employment. That character that he shows of loving people and wanting to be kind to individuals, may that be contagious on his job, and may they see his good works and give glory to his Father. Give him favor there, Lord, and thank you for taking care of him as you have promised. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So nice to have an update from our friends. You know, speaking of our friends, we have a phone call from Christine. Christine, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hello.
Hi.
My son is in the hospital, and he's on a ventilator.
Oh.
And I would pray for restoration of health. He has CPOP, and he's been in since Monday.
I'm so sorry
and
to hear that.
They're trying to wean off the ventilator. He gets very agitated, so they have to hook him back up. But they just tried starting the day, but I'm just praying for the Lord to touch him with healing.
Amen. Amen. Miss Christine, do you mind giving us your son just his first name, please?
Glenn.
Glenn. We're going to be lifting Glenn up. I don't know if I'm supposed to be, but I am encouraged to hear that they're trying to get him off of the ventilator. It might not be sticking at this point, but at least they're encouraged to the point that they feel like it might be okay to take him off. And so I'm hoping that that's a small, even if it's a humble beginning at this point, a small step in the right direction. Amen. So I'm hoping that
yes,
he'll stabilize at some point, but that's going to be our prayer. You said a touch of healing. I like that. I'm sorry.
His pulmonary doctor said he's not fully, the ventilator is not breathing for him. He is breathing some on his own, but
they've
turned it down. So it's not as strong as it was.
Okay.
And that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. Praise God. I know it doesn't make it easy. It just might be a little glimpse of something to hold on to. How's your heart right now? Are you doing okay?
Well, I just keep hoping in the Lord.
Amen.
I know whatever he decides is the right thing. Mm. But I know prayer is strong.
We can never go wrong with prayer. Amen, Miss Christine. And the power of a praying mother. Praise God that you're a praying mother. I just want to encourage you. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Would you just keep us posted if you would like to? We'd like to continue to pray for Glenn as well as you. Okay, Miss Christine?
I'd love to give you a victory story.
Amen. We are listening. We're waiting for that praise report.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Amen. We now have, I think it's Amisha or Tamisha. Tamisha calling from South Carolina. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hello. It's actually Tamisha.
Tamisha. Okay. It's so good to hear from you. How can we pray for you?
Well, I'm currently looking prayer for my son and for myself and my husband to help him. He recently went off to college.
Okay.
He wants to do sound engineering. Mm-hmm. And it's through the church that he got the love for sound and all of that. And we sent him off, and the finances did not work out. Mm. And so we told him to come back home and let's rethink it. But the school, they offered him mm-hmm. the first quarter for free.
Okay.
And, you know, I know that's because we were praying. But mm-hmm. they're 2-3 years ahead of him. And, you know, I just want more united prayer to help to see him through and for him to, you know, really accomplish his goal, his dream.
Well, you've called into the right place. We will certainly unite with you in prayer for your son.
Amen.
Could you tell us his first name, please?
His name is Raheem.
Raheem, okay. All right. We will certainly pray that Raheem will be able to continue his education.
Strong name.
Yeah, it is a strong name. And that the Lord would continue to provide. What I love about, God is when he starts something in us, he definitely finishes it. And I'm not presuming to know what his route will be for Raheem, but we know that God is going to do something powerful in his life and through him. And so we're going to lift you all up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you as his parents mm-hmm. as well. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen. As we move on to our next caller is a familiar friend of ours, Wilbert from Texas. Wilbert, welcome back to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I just want to continue that the Lord would just help me to follow him, you know, to stay with him and just help continue to have faith in him and just love our fellow man and just continue mm-hmm. to guide and lead us and direct our path and keep us.
Amen. Amen. Guys, I don't know about you, but I want a friend like Wilbert who continues to want to serve the people around him, love the people around him, pursue Jesus Christ, and it's a consistent pursuit of Jesus. I just want to commend you. Praise God for that desire to consistently seek him and to be a part of him and love his people. And we pray that you would have the same kind of friends seeking you out and covering you and praying for you and desiring to love you as well, Wilbert. Thank you so much for calling in again. We'll talk to you soon. Yes, sir.
We have Brother Perry calling from North Carolina. Happy New Year to you, my brother, and good to hear from you.
How you? Your guys, too. Your guys, too.
How's your mama doing?
Well, actually, that's what I was calling about.
Hmm.
My sister, she's down here from Virginia, and she and I took my mom to a follow-up appointment last week because they did some tests on her heart and said that the left ventricle to the heart is not opening all the way for the blood to go to the heart for her to breathe properly. That's what's causing the coughing and the shortness of breath. So they're going to say she's going to have not major surgery, but they're going to shoot a line up through her leg to the heart with a balloon and then put that into that ventricle to open it up so the blood can go through to the heart. So she'll be 94 21st of this month.
Come on.
And just believe in God that he's working this thing out, because actually she was supposed to, they couldn't have seen her. Actually, it would have been 2 weeks till they could have seen her for this.
Wow.
For this test or even the evaluation. But God moved it up. They had a cancellation, and they said, okay, we can see her this Friday, talk to y'all guys, and set it up.
Oh, man.
And so that was number God.
It wasn't, yeah. Listen, this has been almost a snail-paced journey, but we've seen God move throughout. I got two questions for you. Number one, what is your mother's name one more time?
Oh, I'm sorry.
First name.
Dora. Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah. That's right. Dorothy. And then secondly, when is the schedule, the surgery schedule? Do you know yet?
I'm not sure. That's what we're going to find out on Friday.
Got you.
So the minute I find out, I'll call you back.
Got you. Thank you so much, Perry, man. So good to hear from you.
Well, you too, man. God bless you guys. I enjoy you because y'all guys really... You really encourage me and inspire me, and I look forward to seeing y'all guys. Man. Even when it's a tape, it's like, oh man, it's a tape. They're not live. It's like, oh man.
But it's fresh content.
We try to keep it fresh. It's not live, but it is fresh content.
But ain't that wrong with it? Gotta still move, and it's like, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, man.
Well, maybe one day we'll get to shake your hand, Perry. Praise God.
Oh, you will. Oh, you will.
Praise God.
I count on that.
All right, man.
Amen.
Thanks so much, guys.
Keep us posted.
I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And, hey, guys, just so you know, if you get an update to a prayer request in the midst of your week and we're not live yet, but you want us to know right away so we can start covering you, don't forget that you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And, listen, if you don't want the whole community to see your request, that's okay. We've got the online prayer room, but you can also go into Messenger and send us something private, and we'll get the update for that right away, and we'll start praying. So we're tracking with you the whole time, guys. So our next caller is Ann in New York. And welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine's mother who had cancer on her face. They did the surgery, and they said they could not get it all, and she would have to take chemotherapy, but she doesn't want to take chemotherapy. She's in her 80s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just calling for prayer for her. Her daughter is very, very distraught about her not wanting to take the treatment, but, you know,
yeah,
that's how it is.
Got to be able to choose, yeah. Well, you know what? That is just not a hard, or that is not, that is a hard situation, not easy is what I meant to say. I'm sorry to hear that they couldn't get it all. That's the first thing I heard. Yeah, and then... Yes. Chemotherapy, you know, we just pray for wisdom and discernment and for her to walk it out as she feels the Lord is leading her. And so we pray for peace for her family as well as she makes these decisions, and for healing. I believe that 80 is young for some of our family members.
Yes.
And so, yes, let's pray for healing as well for that cancer in the name of Jesus. You know, it can just die out. Just go away in the name of Jesus, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Miss Ann, how is your courage during this time? Are you able to feel like you're supporting and loving and encouraged?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the whole church is supporting her daughter and praying with her.
Okay. Something about community.
Family.
Amen.
Yeah.
We are corporate in Christ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
That's a wonderful church community.
Yes.
So we're going to lift the church community up as well. So praise God. Miss Ann, thank you. Can you please keep us updated as well?
I will.
We would love to hear more. Okay, and do you mind giving me just her first name? Would that be okay with her? Okay, all right. We'll grab that on the other side. All right, Miss Ann, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
All right. Let's go ahead and pray, Susan.
Right. Want me to start?
Sure, I'll begin. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for just the opportunity to partner with one another. I think of Tanisha right now, who called in about her son. Her and her son, her son is in school. He was able to start and go for free that first semester, God. But now they've incurred costs, and he wants to be an engineer. Lord, I've seen you open doors in that realm for myself, for others. And if you have a calling on his life to be an engineer, then nothing will stop him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are thankful that you allow us to call your name in times like these for the impossible situation. For with man, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so we celebrate even now Raheem's life and his trajectory. His prognosis is great because he has you in his corner. And so thank you so much for what you will do. And I pray that you will begin to open doors and that you will begin to give vision and direction so that they know where to go. And we thank you for those results in advance. Lord, we want to lift up Perry, Brother Perry, whose mother, Dorothy, we've been on this journey, and she now needs a stent, the balloon in her heart. There's a surgery that will be scheduled. There seems to be obstacles on every hand, but you are delivering them from them all. 94 years old, God. Thank you for her strength. Thank you for the persistence. Thank you for the support system that she has. And I pray, Lord, that this will this test will turn into a testimony. And we look forward to see how you deliver in Dorothy's situation. Mm-hmm. Your name be praised and your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just submit ourselves to you, Lord, and help us. Ask that you would help us to pray, Lord. And I just want to lift up Christine in Georgia, Jesus. Her son is on a ventilator due to CPOD, Father. And as a mother, being bedside is so important. But having to stand bedside and not be able to directly affect the outcome has got to be hard, Lord. And so I just pray that you would be with her as a mother, Lord. Encourage her heart, Father, and bestow wisdom and discernment on her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask for Glenn, Lord. We ask for healing. Father, we're not ashamed to ask. You're a Father who gives good gifts. You are the Almighty Physician, Lord. And although we don't know what your path is and we can't instruct you as to what to do, Father, you don't mind that we ask. Mm. And Father, we ask and we believe yes. that you are fully capable of doing these things. We have seen you do more, Father. And so we know that this is a small thing if you see fit, Father. And we ask that you would. And Jesus, we thank you for the fact that you know and you see all things. And we just submit this family to you, as well as our friend Wilbert in Texas, Lord. He wants to follow you more, increase his faith more, Father, and he wants to love his fellow man. My prayer for him today, Lord, is that, of course, you would grant those things, but you would return friendship to him in the same way, Father, through you, of course. And Lord, that's the best. But Father, that you would also give him earthly friendship and community, Lord, that would strengthen and encourage him and let him know that he is loved. And we thank you for that. And also for Anne, Lord. She's praying for a friend, Jesus, whose mom has cancer on her face, Father. You heard the call. You knew the call before she ever spoke, Lord. So I just pray that you would continue to be with Anne and that entire church, Father. I pray for a blessing over them as they encourage and lift up this family, Father. We pray for healing for her cancer, Lord, for her to choose to do chemo if that is what you would like, Father, or for her to refrain if that is what you would like, Father. Lord, the hallmark of being in relationship with Jesus Christ is freedom. Lord, and we pray for healthy boundaries within the family and these hard choices that are being made right now and a sense of peace, Father, that passes understanding, knowing that they can lift their requests to you and be anxious for nothing, Father, with everything that they're going through with petition and with gratitude and thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you for all these things in your precious name, Father. I also want to lift up Puerto Rico, Father, and the multiple earthquakes that have happened. Australia, Father, and the fires and the loss and the devastation that the entire planet deals with, Father. But we have seen these two things recently, Lord. And we thank you that you are sovereign in the midst of chaos in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We pray for healing, for help, for love, for life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Friends, remember 877-7 Let's Pray is that number, and we're waiting to hear from you. It just takes a few seconds to get set up. Just tell them you'd like to go live. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your voice and lift your request to the Lord.
Live.
And if you have a private prayer request or praise, you can visit our online prayer room. It's easy to find. Go to hopetv.org/letspray and click on the tab that says prayer room. There you can pray for the request from our community. And don't forget to leave a request for yourself if you need it as well.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, you can leave the request. Somebody prays for it. They hit that little button to indicate that they've prayed for you, and you get something telling you somebody just prayed for you.
That's right.
And the stories that we receive back about this particular part of the online prayer room are beautiful, because it's like that right on time Jesus every time. Amen.
Right. Amen.
So we're going to turn back to the Bible. Of course, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings." That's what we're talking about today, humble beginnings. The rest of the verse says, "For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." Guys, it's just the start. Amen.
Yeah, I love the admonishment. Yes, don't despise humble beginnings, because so many times we do, and we have
a lot of salty about some beginnings.
Yeah,
I have been, I'll be
right.
honest.
There's maybe a little bit of pride, but there's also could be some shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got to start my diet all over.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to start my career all over. I feel like I should have been further along at this point, or whatever the case is. But the admonishment is, listen, don't despise it. Listen, the more important part is the scripture says that God rejoices to see it begin.
He sure does.
He just wants to see you. If you can take that step to begin, man, what can he do? He can do anything when we take that first step there.
That is absolutely the truth. And speaking of taking a step, guys, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Give us a call, you guys.
Yeah.
We want to pray for you. It can be about the topic, about being in a humble beginning. Maybe you are somebody who's in it and have contentment, and you'd like to share that so that it could bless others. Maybe you need to have encouragement in your heart with the place that you're in, because you don't understand what's going on. We want to be here for that. So, you know, I did a little bit of research over this particular verse in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. And I found out that, so this is the temple that they're building as after Solomon's temple. So what happens is the folks that saw Solomon's, they saw the footprint going down, and they're like, this is small.
Yeah.
This is nothing compared to the other one, right? Humble beginnings, right? Okay, so here's what I'm trying to get at. What's beautiful, and it says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, said the Lord. That's in Haggai 2:9.
Yeah.
And then the prophet Haggai responded to their displeasure, those who were like, this is too small. We can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? How many of us feel like that? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty.
Season, there's something there. So it's the glory was referred to in the human eye as the glory of the temple.
Mm.
But really, the glory is the presence of God. And even though with Solomon's temple, you see the recounting of it where the glory, the Shekinah glory, came down and sat on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant in the midst of Solomon's temple. He's saying, I'm going to increase the glory of my presence.
Yes.
The end of that says, for I am with you. That is the presence of God. That is the glory. And the fact that we are taking that first step and saying, God, listen, I allow you to have control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That is the beginning of the work that he rejoices in, because now his presence can be with us. That is
Amen.
An awesome. Thank you for giving us that context.
You know, and how often we look around and see how small it is and presume that it has a smaller portion of God's glory or God's presence in it. That's just not the truth.
Right.
It's this looking around and thinking, I mean, Jesus Christ being born the way that he was in that very humble place.
Yeah.
We look upon it and think we understand what's happening, that this place is so humble, but the beauty and the majesty and the might and the power that was born into that place in that very humble, very, very humble start.
Yeah. Listen, friends, I've got to speak to you now. Maybe you're in at your humble beginning, wherever you're at, whether it be with your diet, whether it be with your finances, whether it be with your family, whatever your circumstances, maybe you just found out you know, that you've contracted some disease or something that you did not expect. Wherever you're at, the glory in your situation is that you can have the presence of God. I don't want to minimize your circumstance.
No.
But I want to speak to you about the peace, the joy, and the power that you have with the presence of God in the midst of your life, starting with you and these humble beginnings, knowing that he that has begun a good work with you, starting at the beginning, will be faithful to finish that work until the day of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Be encouraged. Be
Amen.
Encouraged.
You guys, we just want to pray with you.
That's right.
We want to reach into that place where you feel like you need some help. You need some community.
Yeah.
You need Jesus. Isn't
right.
he? I mean, it's just all about him.
That's it.
We just want to bring you, your heart, your family, your requests to the throne room.
That's right.
It's not us praying down over you. We are shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross. Amen.
Praying with you. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So, guys, we have a caller on the line. His name is Ken. Ken, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Happy
Good
to.
Evening. I have an ex-employee who has a younger brother. He's approximately 26, 27 years of age. And he has prostate cancer. He's on a feeding tube.
No.
He didn't have any money living in Mexico. So his older brother asked him to come to the United States, go to the hospital, and then he was diagnosed there. So his older brother is taking care of him at this moment at his home. And so I thought it would be my responsibility to at least call in and have you guys pray for him. Like I say, I don't know his name. The brother's name, however, is Martine.
Martine. But, you know, I got to tell you, Ken, Jesus knows his name. And he saw fit to make sure that you called in on his behalf. And really, that's where it's at, Ken. Thank you so much for being a faithful community member. Is there anything else that we can pray for? So cancer, prostate cancer, he's 26 or 27?
Yes.
That is so young. And not that it's... Okay, you know, at any age, but it just feels especially wrong. Do you know?
Yes, yes.
Mm. All right. Ken, anything we can pray for you?
No, I'm blessed. I got a few ailments, but I am very blessed. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to pray that the Lord continues to hold you upright, set your feet on solid ground, continue to hold your feet on solid ground. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Which I need the Lord every day. Amen.
All day, every day.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon then.
Thank you, Ken. We have Trudy calling from Pennsylvania. Trudy, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Well, thank you. What I'm calling in for prayer about, someone called me today from Social Security.
Okay.
And come to find out that there was a fraud. And before I knew it, I gave them my Social Security number.
Oh, Trudy.
And I'm going to call Social Security in the morning and let them know.
Okay.
And I just like prayer that they would lose my number. And also, I'm trying to get my Bruce McCray is going to be my caretaker.
Okay.
He did all his paperwork and everything on the application, his fingerprints and all of that, and his background track and all of that. And it seems like this is just being played all around.
Yeah.
It went from Stephanie, now it's going to Heather. And Heather said that she was going to call Bruce today and tell him when he can get started.
Okay.
And she did none of that.
Okay. Mm. So I'm hearing that you just need God to kind of cover this process and provide a great caretaker for you. And we're certainly going to...
already have one, Bruce McCray.
Got you. Okay.
But they're playing around.
Got you.
On their end.
All right. All right. Well, we will certainly lift that situation up in prayer. And I'm not a financial person, so to speak, but I've had to deal with a little bit of the fraud situation.
Mm.
If you could just call those who have blocked credit And you might want to consider having your credit blocked so that individuals can't steal it. I'm not going to take up too much time to talk about that, but that just kind of came to mind there, Ms. Trudy. And I don't know, let the Holy Spirit lead you, but that might help as well if they try to pull some stuff on you. So we're going to be lifting you up. And thank you so much for calling. God bless you.
Amen.
All right.
It's hard. It's hard living in the world sometimes.
It
isn't
is. It is.
You know, there are a couple of requests that I wanted to talk about. The first one is from a gentleman who wrote us on our Facebook page at Let's Pray Live. His father and husband. He also happens to be a pastor. And I want to make sure I get back to it. I want to get this correctly. His daughter's name is Imogen Ray. And I'll start to go through this. I know we have a photo, so you can put that up when you guys see fit. He says, I have a prayer request. My baby Imogen Ray has been diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of brain cancer. She started chemotherapy treatment in hospital in New South Wales, Australia. She's 4 weeks old today. Mm. Look at that baby girl's face. Yeah. Guys, this is just what a world we live in. We're asking God to completely heal her of cancer. Please pray. And there's a couple of things here. Bear with me. I want to honor this request. That the chemotherapy works immediately and shrinks the tumor toward the cerebellum so that it can be safely removed, first of all. That the chemotherapy kills all the rogue cancer cells, the tumor does not bleed again, and that she does not get sick, survives, and leads a long and healthy life in the name of Jesus with no bad side effects, that she gets the best medical treatment. This gentleman says, I am an ordained pastor serving in the North New South Wales Conference of Australia. I currently serve as a school chaplain at Macquarie College Adventist School in Newcastle. Thank you for your prayer and support. My wife and I are being open, and then they welcomed us to share this request. Please, Brad and Christy, know that we are praying with you, our hearts are with you, and that we're releasing this to the Father first and foremost, which is the most important, but also be encouraged that as a global praying community, we're going to continue to lift up dear, sweet Imogen. My goodness. My goodness, Jesus. We have one other request from Heather. And Heather's asking for prayer for her friend Becca. Her son is having heart issues. So we want to lift up Becca and her son dealing with heart issues. And so I know, I believe we have one more call.
Yeah, we do. We have Charles calling from California. How can we pray a praise with you, Charles?
Yes, I'm just asking God to help me in the situation that I'm dealing with a lot on me. And
you kind of broke up right there, Charles. Can you say that again? A situation that what?
That I'm dealing with right on.
Okay. Okay.
And that God will open doors for me. Mm-hmm. And that God will help my ministry.
Okay. All right. Are you a pastor, Charles, or you have a personal ministry that God's called you to?
Actually, I'm a pastor, becoming a pastor, and I have a Bible basic literature book, and I'm trying to catch it. So that's just kind of skip put heart.
Okay, we're really kind of getting you at kind of choppy. I'm not sure. But we kind of got what you were talking about there, Charles, your ministry and a situation that you're going through. So we're certainly going to lift you up.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Jesus heard
with your credit.
Every single word.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single word. Well, praise God. Should we go ahead and pray then?
That's right. Let's
Excellent.
Go ahead.
I'll start. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another opportunity to pray, Father. It's just an honor and a joy to be able to stop. As a community, I know that there are thousands of people around the world, Father, that are stopping in this moment. We're all joining hands and hearts. And Jesus, that's exciting to me. So thank you that your spirit, Father, can move and enact your will, Father. And we just thank you for that. Lord, we're lifting up Ken. He's asking for prayer for Martine's younger brother, Jesus, dealing with prostate cancer at the very young age. Lord, you know this family. You know exactly where they are. You see them, Father. You've had your eye on them, I believe, Lord. And Father, thank you for the faithfulness of Ken calling in. And I'm sure you prompted him, Jesus. And I'm thankful that he is faithful, to be obedient to what you're asking him to do. So we're asking for a blessing over him and his family, and Father, for healing for Martine's younger brother, Jesus. Give him doctors and care, and Lord, it's our understanding that financially they're not a wealthy family. And so Jesus, we pray that they would still receive care. Father, I pray that whether it's by gifting, definitely by your grace, Father, but whatever means, Jesus, we just ask that they would be provided for in this time, Lord. We lift up dear, sweet little Imogen, Father. Mm-hmm. I almost don't know what to say, Father, but thank you for being the Almighty Physician, Jesus.
Yes.
We praise you that you made this little girl and you brought her forth, Father. We ask for fullness of life. Lord, we ask for healing. We ask for medical care. We ask exactly what her father asked for, Jesus, that you would shrink the tumor to the point that it can be removed, that there would be no bleeding, Jesus, that all of these things that he listed very carefully as daddy, Lord, that they would be granted to he and his wife, Lord. Father, encourage their hearts in this time. Encourage the hearts of all of the families in the NICU and the PEDS. Father, all these different ICU areas and the people in the hospitals, Lord, there are so many children struggling right now. But Father, for dear Imogen, we ask for healing, for encouragement for the family, for peace that passes understanding, Lord. And in that place of possible despair, Lord, I ask that you would just be with them, that they would sense your presence.
Yes.
And Father, for Becca, Lord, for her son dealing with heart issues. We don't know how old he is or what his name is, but thank you that you do. You are the one who made him, Father, and you know exactly where he is and what he needs. And we thank you, Father. We surrender them to your perfect will. We surrender all of these requests, our lives, our families, Father, this program and the Hope Channel to you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that you know exactly what you're doing and that you are sovereign, Father. Thank you for letting us be a part of all of these beautiful moments that you are weaving together, Father. Thank you for the praise reports that will be coming. Lord, thank you for being faithful because it's who you are. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up Trudy in her prayer request, Lord. She was just became a victim of fraud. Someone took her Social Security number today. She's she's concerned about it, and that's her identity, and you know how that goes or can go. But she's asking, she prayed, she said, may they lose her number.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I just pray that you would hear this prayer, that you would work it out how you choose to work it out, but that you would do just that, work it out to where no harm would come to her and her identity, her credit, her finances. God, in the name of Jesus, cover it. We've seen in the case of Balaam and Balak, curses attempted to be pronounced that turned into blessings. And so I pray that that would be done in this situation, God. And then that you would be with the caretaker situation, God. She had Bruce as her caretaker, and now there's things going on behind the scenes that she doesn't have control over. She said it's a mess, Lord, but we ask that you step in. You specialize in cleaning up messes, in doing amazing things in the midst of a mess. And so we ask that you would do that for her. And then, Lord, last but not least, we ask that you be with Charles. He has an issue with his credit, and there's some circumstances and some things going on in his life, God, and we sincerely pray, though we could not hear every single thing, that we sincerely pray that you would attend to his circumstances right now, God, that you would lift him up, that you would give him favor in the places that he needs it, that he would have patience, and that he would wait on you as you work out your perfect will in his life. Let no harm come to him in the name of Jesus. And we look forward to hearing a testimony on the other side. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What an honor it is to be able to pray.
Amen. It is.
So much. You guys, let's turn back to the Word of God. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:17 says, although you were once small in your own eyes, this is Samuel speaking, did you not become the head of the tribe of Israel, the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel.
That's right.
Ooh. Yeah.
So he's talking to King Saul at the time. And this is actually a very sad moment,
mm-hmm.
because the Lord is having to kind of remove his blessing and favor from Saul. But Samuel, he's highlighting something very important as we're talking about humble beginnings. He said, when you were small in your own eyes. And it's not a self-deprecating thought process, but it's more this whole, it's more about availability to God. It was when you didn't think so highly of yourself. Mm-hmm. That's when God was able to anoint you as king over Israel. And we see this correlation season of humility, these humble beginnings, and God being able to do or anoint a situation and turn it into something that you never dreamed of. And if he did it for Saul, who was not obedient in his situation, he can do it and will do it for us by his grace, according, like you said, kingdom prosperity. It may not be how we want it, but he will cause us to prosper nonetheless.
Yes, yeah. In his way, and it's always better his way.
It is. It is.
I really like that. I really like the idea of, you know, people always talk about stay humble, right?
Right.
Stay humble. And it's a solid piece of advice.
It is.
Because the Lord opposes the proud,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that the Almighty Father of the heavens, the star-breathing creator, actually turning and pushing against you to oppose you?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. So even if I'm in a small, quote unquote, according to my eyes and what I see place, I want to kind of just stay humbled and stay hunkered down and just follow in Christ, because he's going to be the one who handles the wheres, the whats, and the whens.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
we just
right.
follow him.
That's right. Maybe you need encouragement now. Mm-hmm. You find yourself in humble beginnings, but you've heard, if God would anoint the ministry and the position of Saul and cause him to prosper as king of Israel, he can do the same for you. That anointing is all you need. And you let God prosper you the way you want. But being small in your own eyes, not thinking too highly, but also not self-deprecating, and just knowing I'm a child of God. He has me on this path. And if he put me on this path, then he's going to see it through to fruition, no matter how small the beginnings. 877-7 Let's Pray. We want to be a part of your journey in
Amen.
Prayer and lifting your request to God. Give us a call.
I love that you point that out. Humility is not self-deprecation. That
no.
false humility and I'm nothing. No, because Christ died for you on the cross.
Right.
You're not nothing.
Right.
You know, we're not elevated above any other person, but we have value because Christ says
That's
we
it.
Do.
That's
and
it.
That sense of that false humility thing, it just doesn't fly.
No.
Because Jesus doesn't make junk. And so that whole self-loathing
right.
style that we call humility, it's just that's not Jesus's way.
Right.
Amen.
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 So I just want to encourage you. You don't have to feel like that about yourself in the name of Jesus. And that doesn't make you arrogant or proud. Amen.
Amen.
So I have a couple of requests here, guys. You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live, as well as our phone lines at 877-7 Let's Pray. Don't forget to give us a call, guys. So there's quite a few requests. I'm going to move through these, but knowing that Jesus sees these and knows these, they are not less important, but I will, because I want to hit all of these. So Debbie is not feeling well. Mona Lisa says, pray for her husband who's searching for a job and one that will allow him to honor the Sabbath. Sharon says, pray for Shepherd Rawl, who is in the hospital right now. Marva says, for her and her husband, they're newlyweds, and they would keep their eyes on God and family and brother who's fighting for his life right now. Boy, that's a phrase.
Yeah.
Fighting for your life. We're going to be praying for him. Please know, Marva. Ndunda says, praying for a job that allows her to honor the Sabbath. And thanks for the prayers. Her father, who had a stroke earlier last year, is now able to walk. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. Please continue to pray for him for a full recovery. Carell says, prayer for her family to have a closer walk with Jesus and success in all that they do. Amen. Jennifer says, pray for a husband in seminary school for the balance of school, work, family, and life in general. I think there are a lot of people that are nodding their heads with you right now. Amen to that. We lead full lives, don't we? Bola says, prayer for their ministry, for anointing, revival, and finances. Amen. Taylor says, just prayer. That's powerful to me, because that right there to me is like, Jesus knows. I just need prayer. Amen. Shelbert says an unspoken request. Same thought there. Lyra. Hi, Lyra. We love you. Remember the students who just returned to schools and need financial clearance. Keep them safe daily. Puerto Rico citizens need our prayers. Amen. Helen says, please pray for me and my family. We're struggling to stay close to each other. I'm sorry. Lyra has another request. Remember the soldiers who've been deployed. And I believe that we're a global community. So there are soldiers all over this planet and families that are missing them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And for those who are struggling with substance abuse, woof. And Indy needs victory over cigarettes. Pray for family salvation. Guys, I hope you're writing this down. Helen says, pray for my daughter. And for Tracian says, I was supposed to sit for my exam last year and I had to have surgery. So I had to postpone till December. I went to take the exam and was not able to take the exam due to some name change. I ended up losing $370. That's a lot of money for the exam. I was very downhearted and depressed. But I say, God knows best. Praise that. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Now I have to reapply for it again. Please pray for me. I really need it. It sounds like you're going through quite a bit just to get this exam. But you know what? Jesus is always on time. I pray that you would not, that you would regain that those finances somehow as well. Yeah. Cecilia says, pray for family. And I want to say hi to Nicola from Guyana, Mona Lisa in Florida. Sharon's saying hi from New Jersey. What's up, Sharon? Mona Lisa's in Florida. Oops, we talked about that. And Barbara's in New Jersey. Hey, guys, listen, we're getting requests from all over the planet, and we are so grateful for you. I want to take a quick second, we're going to just pray, and then, you know, we can pray over the program as well if you don't.
Yeah.
Well, we have a scripture first. Let's do the scripture first.
Gotcha.
Let's just pray for this right now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift these requests to you. Jesus, Lord, you know Carell. You know Marva. You know Ndunda. You know Jennifer and Bola and Taylor and Arlington. And Father, you know every single one of these requests as we read them out, Father. I thank you that you are sovereign, that you are powerful. And Jesus, that you know each one of the details of these requests intimately. Father, you are not a God who is blind and does not see and does not hear. Thank you for moving on behalf of these families. Intervene on their behalves for every single one of these requests. And we thank you, Father, for this global community. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And because it's not always easy, we want to leave you with some encouragement to hold on to as we come to a close today.
Amen.
The promise of the day is found in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. I love this scripture speaking about Jesus. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His going forths are from long ago, from days of eternity. We don't have very much time here, but that is kind of, it's a scripture. It highlights the humble beginnings of Jesus coming from the tribe of Judah. Humble beginnings, if you knew Jesus's lineage, and yet he becomes the king of all. And that king saved us. Mm-hmm. And because of his salvation, no matter where we're starting at, Jesus, we have the opportunity to end exactly where God wants us to in glory.
Amen.
So hold on and be strong, my brothers and sisters.
Whew.
Amen.
I love how the Lord gives you things out of scriptures I never would see. And I'm just grateful for for the insights you have because of him.
And
amen.
Praise God.
We're going to have our final prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to be here together again. Lord, be with us until next time in your precious name. Amen.
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 Well, thanks for being with us today. We hope that you'll join us again next week for more prayer and praise. And remember, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live. And make sure you pray for your fellow members as well.
That's right, guys. We'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.